Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here. Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joined now on the phone by Lansing Fire Chief Tom Cochran. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Very well, ma'am. And yourself?
Very good. I love it when you call me ma'am. Thanks. I know it's just procedure, but I still enjoy it. Last night's city council meeting heard some very painful cuts that are coming to the Lansing firefighters and your staff. I imagine it wasn't an easy day for you.
No, it wasn't an easy day for the Lansing Fire Department or the firefighters. Absolutely. These are some really, really hard numbers.
Well, and the numbers we're talking about is presented by Mayor Virge Bonero last night to City Council would cut as many as perhaps 71 firefighters from the department. That's a huge chunk. Didn't I hear that that's about 25% of the force?
That would be correct, yes. Again, that number is that there's a number of those that are positions that have been vacant for a while, so it's a very large number. We're looking at 2 to 3 fire stations possibly being closed.
And how many fire stations are in the city of Lansing now?
We have 8 currently.
Wow. So closing 3 is a huge number.
Yes, it is, Cheryl. It's a very big number.
And what did you talk to firefighters about today, I'm sure, or perhaps in the weeks coming up to this? Did you have a clue that this drastic of cuts were coming?
Well, I have met with them in the last 2 days. I've held various meetings with the department and the personnel, and we have knew that this number was that $20 million deficit was rather large. I mean, obviously, a big part of that has to do with the fact that we've lost taxable revenue and also our revenue sharing. So that is a very large number that the city of Lansing is facing. And we're working closely with the mayor and administration and with the firefighters union and trying to work this out. So, but they are, it's a very, we've had over the past 5 years, we've faced cuts from within the department. And we've been able to do that so far without impacting service a great deal. And most of those cuts have been made through attrition.
But not this time if they go this deep?
If it goes this deep, we are looking at possibility of some layoffs and, again, station closures. So,
Mayor Bonero, when I had him on the show yesterday, talked about the fact that he had basically been able to used the term hold harmless the fire department and police department before now, but that was no longer possible for him. Has that been the way?
Yes. I mean, well, again, we have faced some cuts. I mean, we have trimmed a lot from our budget over the past 5 years, but the mayor has been very supportive of public safety as he is now. I mean, this is not his fault. This is not his doing. And again, the reality of it is that we're looking at a very large deficit. So I wouldn't say that we've been totally held harmless. I mean, we've reduced our staffing number twice and we have closed Station 3 on Hillsdale. But we've been able to do that with very minimal impact. You know, this all comes down to personnel. It comes down to response times, and it's about putting people on the scene. So that's gonna be an impact for us.
And you, I mean, your vast experience as in firefighting and as chief, what will this do to response times? Let's say worst case scenario, we are losing, a significant number, 71 or in that vicinity firefighters, and closing 3 stations, leaving 5 in the city. What is that going to do to response times?
Well, it's going to increase those response times. And excuse me. We will. The firefighters will still respond. I mean, people will call 911, and they're going to. We had a house fire today in the city. Saturday we had 3 cardiac arrests. We had 3 CPRs through the course of the shift on Saturday, along with the request for our technical rescue team, the Metro technical rescue team down in Leslie for the collapse of the trapped firefighters. The concern, my big concern is that when we get those multiple calls going in the course of that time. You know, we get a fire going. At the same time, we get a couple, several ambulance calls, or it does happen where we get more than one fire going at a time in the course of the day. So those are the times it's going to be really tough to get people there to do their job. And, you know, and I think, again, with these kind of cuts, with these kind of numbers, we are looking at our response times increasing. You know, we hold ourselves, we have a lot of pride in the fact that we are able to meet all the standards with our response times. It's a 4 to 8 minute response for medical calls and fire calls, and that varies as far as, you know, the type of equipment we're going to have on the scene. And we're going to see an increase in that with these cuts.
Well, and as you said, people don't schedule emergencies. If they happen all at once, they happen all at once.
Absolutely. And you know, a lot of people will say that, you know, they've never had a house fire and they've never had to call an ambulance. But, you know, we're making over 16,000 calls a year. You know, we see a 3 to 5% increase in our medical calls every year. And, you know, our fire numbers are, they have decreased over the years, but they are holding pretty steady right now. Again, you know, we've had several fires recently, and they'll continue to happen. And it's all about getting qualified professional firefighters, you know, on the scene to extinguish those fires. And they do their job very, very well. I mean, they do a great job. And a lot of times they get to these calls before that fire increases. You know, it's that food on the stove, it's a small electrical fire, but it's just a matter of minutes that small fire, you know, becomes a much bigger fire. And the point is that you need to get people, train people with equipment on the scene so they can extinguish those fires before they go beyond that room, that point of origin or that room of contact.
Well, as the mayor said last night, too, it's all about safety of the citizens. And, you know, some of these cuts will have an effect on that with response times. I mean, you guys can wear Superman capes, but if there's not enough of you, you can't get there quick enough.
Well, it's true, and it is about safety. You know, it is about, again, numbers. It's about time, and it's pretty simple. I mean, the basics are you got to get people there quickly and to do their job, and it's about the safety of the citizens of Lansing and also the firefighters. You know, it's a very physically demanding job, and firefighters get hurt doing it. We had two firefighters that got hurt today fighting that house fire in South Pennsylvania.
Oh, my. I hadn't heard
fortunately,
that.
Well, fortunately, they weren't hurt seriously, and you know, but again, they're still, you know, they do suffer injuries. It's very physically demanding.
And weren't in Leslie, weren't there some, didn't you go to help and rescue some who had fallen through a roof?
Well,
or
yes,
collapsed
had,
around them, or?
Yes, it was. They were up in a building, an old building downtown Leslie, and the crews were in there working. The floor collapsed under them. There was five of them that were trapped, and a lot of people don't realize, but we are with the Metro Partners with East Lansing, Meridian Delta, and Lansing Fire. We are the region's hazmat team and the region's technical rescue team, and we responded to that call in Leslie. We got our specialty rescue truck down there, a vehicle down there. We had crews from East Lansing there to assist with Lansing to try and get those people out. Fortunately, the crews had gotten there. They were just getting set up, and they were able to get those firefighters out shortly after we arrived.
Well, that is great news. Sir, we appreciate what you do. We're hoping these are worst-case scenario numbers and things can look better.
Well, let's hope so, Cheryl. I really hope, again, I thank you for having me on. And, again, it's about numbers. It's about getting people there to do their job.
It sure is.
And those response times are very important. So
very
thank
good.
You very much.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Chief Tom Cochran of the Lansing Fire Department. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.